on your way. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Taking off again. The 5:14 to East Grinstead.
You've said.
The album that should have never happened. You're here listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Thanks for tuning in. It's now 8 p.m. and so it's time for the Yellow Brick Road here on CFRC Radio. I'm your host, Rue, joining you as always. And I just figured we're going to kick off this evening's show with a little bit of Blur from their album The Magic Whip, came out in 2015. Like I said, an album that should never have happened, that was totally unplanned, that basically just came about by circumstance. The band was stranded in Hong Kong for a few days because I think a festival that they were supposed to be playing in Japan, going on further from Hong Kong, had got cancelled. And so they just, you know, had a couple of days to do really nothing. They were kind of like just touring, but they were doing it the way that legacy bands do it, you know? Just get together, do a couple of shows here and there, say, isn't it nice that we're all just back together in a room, we have no expectations, and then all of a sudden you have 3 days where you're all, you know, stuck in a hotel room, in a new country, and you've kind of got nothing to do, but you're all together. And so what do you do if you are a creative band of the caliber that Blur are, you know, very prolific, all members busy in various other projects. Their frontman, Damon Albarn, whose birthday it is today, as a matter of fact, I think he turns 58 today. He was busy in various other projects. There was a bit of Gorillaz, which you can hear playing in the background right now behind us on 68 State as a bed instrumental. He was busy with the Gorillaz stuff previously, although by 2015, you know, the Gorillaz project has sort of wound down, but he was busy doing his own solo project, you know, working on his Africa Express stuff, doing his Mali music, like he was making some music in Mali once again. And, you know, doing various other projects, solo projects, stuff with The Good, The Bad, The Queen. Graham Coxon, the guitarist in the band, also busy with various solo projects. And their drummer, Dave Rowntree, was, I think, at this point, soundtracking films and such. So really busy, you know, musically busy members in this band. What happens when you put them all in a room together for 3 days with nothing to do? They start jamming, and that is what happened. And, you know, again, there were no expectations. This band hadn't really split on amicable terms. There was a lot of push and pull and sort of, you know, who leads the creative direction in this band. There was a lot of sway between Damon and Graham in particular. So Damon was like, you know, I'm not gonna push anything. I don't want to lose, you know, the little friendship that we've preserved. Of course, him and Graham going all the way back to kind of primary school or middle school. Like, they were very young when they met. So Damon was like, I'm not pushing this friendship. I don't want to push anything over the edge. I don't want anything to dissolve. And so he was just like, you know, I don't expect anything to come out of this. But at the end of the day, a few years later, like this was a few months later, this was in 2014, and in 2015, you know, Graham Coxon came back to those demos. He was like, I almost could not stop thinking about them. They were always there in the back of his mind as he was doing a lot of other things, you know. And he was just like, you know, I kept thinking about them. Damon didn't write lyrics at the time, but we were just like, you know, maybe we should do something about it. So he started working on it again. He got together the rest of the band and they were like, what if we clean this up? What if we polish this up? And then he got, you know, they got Damon back involved. They got their old producer, Stephen Street, involved, who'd been involved in so many classic British albums, including Blur's own 1997 self-titled album, which was the last time he'd worked on them. And he'd worked on them with many other albums before that. So they got together, and then slowly, as 2015 rolled around, it looked like there was seriously a Blur album in the works. And, you know, it came all of a sudden. It dropped on the 27th of April. And at the moment, I have seen, actually, if you look around the Blur socials and such, they've been doing a lot of talk about it because obviously this year is the 10th anniversary of that album. So I just thought, you know, we'll take a little bit of that combined with the fact that it is Damon Albarn's birthday and whatever you think of him, you know, descriptions of him have rated from one of the most creative musicians coming out of the UK in the 20th century to what a rat. So we've seen the full spectrum. Whatever you think of him, he has made a significant contribution to British music, you know, between this stuff, between his solo work, between Gorillaz, of course, where he really just took it international. And so, you know, happy birthday to the guy. I thought we'd combine the two and play a little bit of music from Blur's Magic Whip album. So we heard the song Lonesome Street. But of course, if you listen regularly to The Yellow Brick Road, you know that this is a show about new music. And so that's exactly what we're going to be doing going forward. We have some new tunes. We'll start off with some of the big names. And then, of course, we'll bring you brand new artists who you need to be listening to. So first up, we've got some music from Soft Play. You might know them. Hastings Duo have been around for, at this point, I think like 10 or 12 years. Took a little bit of a hiatus in the middle, you know. They were at one point called Slaves. There was a lot of contention about whether that name is suitable for, you know, a band made of two English white guys. And so they did eventually, you know, they took a break, they went away, did other stuff, including working with Gorillaz, as a matter of fact. And then they came back all of a sudden, you know, after a really long break, I think about 6 or 7 years away. They came back last year. They dealt with a lot of hardship, a lot of loss, a lot of grief, you know. Like, they had, you know, friends and family who'd, you know, been ill, had died, and they poured all of that out into a really powerful new punk album that came out last year called Heavy Jelly. And now they've announced an extended version of that album, featuring 6 tracks that weren't on the main album. It's going to be called Heavier Jelly. That's coming out on the 18th of April. And we've heard the first of the songs on the album. It's one with the musician Kate Nash, who you might also remember. Apart from her great music, you know, some classic indie hits in the zeros. She was also recently in the news for highlighting the inaffordability of the music industry for musicians. She has a campaign going on at the moment called Butts for Buses, and you've guessed it, she's selling pictures of her bum on OnlyFans to fund her upcoming tour. She was a guest vocalist on this song that they've just put out together. It's called Slushy, and actually Softplay are going to be coming to Canada. They're coming on a North American tour. They're going to be in Toronto on the 24th of April. They're playing at the Access Club, so I think that's about to 600 people. And that's a venue where, you know, I've seen some incredible shows. Kneecap played there last year. It's bound to be a great show. So, you know, if you hear this and you think that's something you would like to go and see, by all means do. You can find Softplay at softplayband.com and Kate Nash at katenashnash.bandcamp.com. And then we've got some new music from the wonderful Nova Twins. They're back with their third album, follow-up after 2 years from their 2022 album, Supernova. You know, they'd been kind of quiet working away in studios in Atlanta in the US. And we'd all been kind of waiting and watching because they were one of the most exciting punk, you know, heavier alt rock bands to come out. Wizards with their pedal boards and everything. And they've gone on a slightly bolder, newer direction on this upcoming album, which they've just announced. They're carving out a space for them to experiment outside of the confines of just rock and punk, as they'd done with a bit of rap and hip-hop, which was a lot of what we heard on their second album. You know, and they've really kind of changed the face of guitar-based music in the 2020s. They've announced their third album is going to be called Parasites and Butterflies. That's coming out at the end of August, 29th August 2025. We've had their second single now. It's called Soprano. And they said it's about women coming together, lifting each other up, being strong as a unit. Sometimes it can feel like the industry pits us against one another. And if we're constantly being compared, whether it's about our looks, aesthetic, hair, genre, achievements, whatever it might be, but there is room for all of us. Together, we're a force to be reckoned with. The music video also reflects that, and they worked on it with their long-term collaborator, Harry Lindley, on it. And I'm just really excited for the album. They've kind of talked about how Parasites and Butterflies is, you know, bridging chaos and beauty, embracing both sides. It's going to be a great album. You can find them at novatwins.co.uk. Let's start off first. Actually, let's listen to them first, and then we'll hear Slushy. I hope you appreciate how many edits I had to make for that to be appropriate for radio. But let's hear a bit of Soprano first. This is Nova Twins coming up for you here on CFRC. Stuff from Kate Nash, guesting on a track by Soft Play. If you like that, they are coming to Toronto actually in the next month. They're going to be here on the 24th. They're playing at the Axis Club. But that's some brand new stuff. I really hope you appreciate the various radio edits I had to make to make that 8 p.m. friendly. Watershed Mark is until 9 o'clock though, so you know we'll be having spicier stuff after then. So I'm here with you until 9:30. You're listening to the Yellow Bridge Road here on CFRC Radio. We heard a bit of Nova Twins and Soft Play to kick off our first set. Playing beneath me at the moment is a new electronic artist called, and get this name right, 1-800-GIRLS, which is a phenomenal band name or you know solo project name. It's a London-based electronic artist, and this is a brand new track of theirs called There For You. You can find them actually on Bandcamp at 1-800girls.bandcamp.com. But we're going to be playing some more new music by brand new artists on the rise. We've got some music out of Ireland, Galway. There's a band called Moonlight Eclipse who have just released a brand new track called Shattering Knees, which paints a vivid image. But they make kind of slightly prog, slightly punk rock music. It's really good stuff. I don't really have a Bandcamp page to direct you to, but you can find them on Instagram. They're at Moonlight Eclipse Official, so you can go check them out and kind of keep up with their work. We're also going to be playing music out of Wales next. We've got a Welsh pop musician called Macy. So it's her and her band making what they describe as colourful pop music. And listening to the song that I'm going to be playing you, I would describe it as funky, danceable pop. There's a really catchy bass line in there. So, you know, get up and dance to this track. It's a good one. As a matter of fact, Macy were in Canada, or Macy and her band were in Canada quite recently. They were in Montreal playing as part of an exchange festival, sort of like a showcase exchange with Focus Wales, whose Welsh edition is actually coming up this May. And the lineup looks really delightful. Everyone from Nova Twins, who we heard at the top of the hour this week, to artists like Sprints, we heard last week, just wonderful musicians, and artists like Griff Rees and Das Coolies, both the factions of Super Furry Animals that have emerged. It's a really good lineup, but anyway, coming back to what we were talking about. Macy, Welsh pop musician, have a brand new single out called Too Sweet, which we're going to be listening to. And lastly for this set, I'm going to play us some music from the Irish band Adore. They're from Dublin. They have a brand new single called Stay Free, Old Stranger. And you can find them as well on Instagram, Adore Band Official. And let's go ahead and listen to that. We'll start with a bit of Moonlight Eclipse. This is Shattering Knees here on CFRC.
Changing it's not- why I get this feeling late at night. Can't get it off my mind, but I just got to let you know. All you're giving me is the opposite of feels, and that's not what I need. Boy, I can't find a minute to breathe, 'cause your kisses taste like sugar to me. It keeps me up. So cool, now I don't know what to do. All you're giving me is the opposite of feels, and that's not what I need. Boy, I can't find a minute to breathe, 'cause your kisses taste like sugar to me. It keeps me up, I'm getting no sleep. Oh no, when I feel this rush, I know.
Turn. of person, but genuinely I don't think we could ever be friends.
Brand new stuff from Adore, the band from Dublin. That change of pace right in the middle really threw me. I was like, is that a different song? But no, it was still them kind of switching from fast, hard, fun punk music to something very, very different. Anyway, that was the band from Dublin, Adore. If you're just tuning in, Yellow Brick Road CFRC Radio, we're here until 9:30. And we just heard a bit of Moonlight Eclipse, another band actually from Ireland, from Galway, making really kind of proggy, noodly rock music, but also very punk in the way that it sounds and comes across. And we also heard some wonderful layered pop music from Macy, the Welsh artist. And we're going to be listening to some more great stuff coming up for you on the show. We've got some music from a Manchester band that's formed in 2019. They're called The Wares. They're from Stockport, and they've just put out a new single called Something to Forget. Again, I don't really have Bandcamp links for a lot of these artists. They don't yet have like websites or whatever, so I would recommend go and check them out on Instagram if you're on Instagram, or find them on Facebook or other such things if you'd like to keep up with their work. They're called The Wares, and that's the song we're going to be listening to. It's called Something to Forget. We've also got some music from the jazz musician and trumpet player Yaz Ahmed, who's just got a new album out, a whole album called A Paradise in the Hold. And she's been making music. She's been around the kind of UK jazz and new jazz scene for a really long time. Trumpet player, composer, kind of, you know, halfway between jazz and electronic. The kind of emerging neo jazz scene in London and the UK, basically. And this album just came out recently on the 28th of February. And we're going to be listening to a song off of it. A lot of the songs on the album are actually way longer than the one that we're going to be playing, which is a little two-minute track. A lot of the others are sort of 10 minutes long and such. You can find her at Yaz Ahmed, yazzahmed.bandcamp.com. We're going to be listening to a song that's titled Into the Night. And lastly, for this next set, we'll have some music from Snapped Ankles, going into their, I think now, third or fourth studio album. It's called Hard Times, Furious Dancing. You can find them at snappedankles.bandcamp.com. Song called Smart World. Here come The Wares, Something to Forget.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Yellow Bridge Road, folks. We had a bit of snapped ankles on the last set, just to get you into a bit more of a post-punk dancey mood. As I was saying to Weave behind the scenes, I heard them get played on a post-punk night at Cardiff at Club Iverbach, and it was good stuff. I feel like more people should have known them, though, because they are a band from Bristol. And Cardiff is pretty close by. It's like an hour and a half from Bristol. Anyway, they have an album coming out really soon. It's going to be called Hard Times, Furious Dancing. And they're a really interesting band. This is going to be their fourth album. I think as time has progressed, we kind of know their names now. But when they started out for maybe the first half decade of their career, at least, nobody knew who they were, like till about 2018. I think they started in maybe 2015-ish. For the first few years, they were just like going out on stage covered in leaves. All their albums were kind of puns on trees and forests and stuff. Their last album was called Forest of Your Problems as well. It came out in 2021, I think it was. And so they were just like this kind of like go off the grid, come join our like commune of leaf-based yetis, basically. That was it for a long time, but they're really interesting artists making kind of like hard, fast, dancey punk music, and they're going to be having their fourth album out, so that's really cool for them, really interesting. I have more artists to be playing us, a couple of recommendations actually from a friend who's been on the show, Jazz, who went and saw a couple of bands this week, and one of them was a Welsh language reggae and dub artist called Morgan Eloy. And Jazz saw them last night. Jazz saw him and his band playing last night. He's got a new song out called A Rhythm, which I guess you can probably guess means the rhythm. And you can find him on Bandcamp, morganelwy.bandcamp.com, if you want to hear a bit of Welsh reggae. And then we're going to be playing some more new bands. We have an artist called Volume 11, who are a newish band. They say all-girl punk rock band. They've just released... they're from the UK as well, and they've just released a single called Release, which we're going to be listening to. You can find them on Instagram, Band 11, the band Volume 11, and you know, you can find sort of their show links and such if you're listening from around a place where you can actually go and see them live. Otherwise, I'm going to play you their song. And then we've got some more like heavy, hard, fast punk rock coming up for you. We've got a band called Live It, also a new band, newish band based in Brighton. And they've got a new song called Excuses that we're going to be listening to. Again, Live It Band UK on Instagram. And we'll listen to these tracks and then come back and maybe have a little change of direction. I don't know. But right now, for some Welsh reggae, here's a bit of Morgan Eloy with his song A Rhythm.
Thank you. and cry to music that it's always rhythm and high. Di tri o byw yn system o mae'n gadael fi lawr. Yn tynnu fi llawr, o munud pob awr. Dewch at y gilydd o pobol yn gytun. Awn i fyny'n saion efo'n gilydd fel ni. Ond ydy o ddim yn iawn, bod prisiau yn codi. Ydy o ddim yn iawn, bod rhai yn byw mewn slodi. Ydy o ddim yn iawn, yn hofio beth i werthorogi. Ydy o ddim yn iawn. The Benny and Rhythm, Brewch Ben ar y Rhythm, the Rocket and Glanio, you've Nen ar y Rhythm, the Ruddy the Aros and Blas o'r Rhythm, Tummy the Giriad the Bass yn y Rhythm, the Crable the Galaeth a Seren i'r Rhythm, Canny to Sound System, Prenny y Rhythm, Brwydro a Ciro, Galed i'r Rhythm, Fe Chwildro i Ddefro, y Blaned ar Rhythm. Fyna fi yn ei gynnau, a Rhythm yn ei gwaed, to music ban i'n tywys, Rhythm yn ai, di trio fi'r system ond mae'n gadael fi lawr. Tynnu fi'r llawn, ond bydd yn bob awr.
And it's what I-
their brand new track, Excuses. We just had a punk rock mini set out there. A little bit of Volume 11, Livid, all really good rising bands from the UK. Livid, as a matter of fact, I did find a Bandcamp page for them. They haven't put up their music there yet, but if you'd like to be the first ones, I guess, to know when they do, LividBandUK.bandcamp.com. And we also heard a bit of Morgan Eloy, the Welsh reggae artist, with a song that he released very recently called Rhythm, just meaning the rhythm. And we've got some more great stuff coming up for you on the show. I've got a little bit more music actually coming out from Wales, so we'll have a little bit more Welsh language music too. I've got an artist called Tau Tau Tenai, who also actually my friend saw. They are, I think, label mates with Morgan Eloy, and were opening for him at two nights ago's shows. This was all in Cardiff, which my friend went and saw, jazz saw. So these are all jazz recommendations. I think they sound really cool, really fun. They've got a new song called Bothy, meaning drowning, which we're going to be listening to. Their name is spelled T-E-W-T-E-W-T-E-N-N-A-I. Fun band, so go check them out. We're going to be playing this new song. And then got some music also from Wales, also a Welsh language song by an artist called Local Rainbow, who, I mean, I think it's sort of self-explanatory. She also describes herself as local Welsh, you know, queer artist. Usually makes kind of dreamy bedroom pop sound, but her latest single is, her latest single is quite indie rock. She's released a single called Dodnall, meaning come back, and that's what we're going to be listening to. And she has a really fun aesthetic, actually. If you go check out kind of the singles artworks that she's put out for tracks that she's done previously, you'll see a lot of, like, colour, glitter, fun, you know, very vibrant colours. I think is really fun. She's been around, done a couple of things, you know, like, open for some cool artists. She's been on the Welsh version of The Voice called Llais, and performed on it as well. So we're going to be playing her new song. She is called Local Rainbow. And then I'm really excited for this. Hyphen is back. Now, some of you may have seen Hyphen is a kind of, I think, a Bengali British musician who has been making really furious kind of like hip-hop punk music, very political, very much kind of commenting on the state of the world and the UK that he sees around him. He recently opened for Bob Villain when they were playing in the UK. I was almost gutted that he wasn't coming with them on tour to North America when they came last September or October. We had a really cool artist, a really cool New York band called Jigsaw Youth, but he was supporting them, and it was just the perfect energy, the perfect vibe to be opening for a man like Bob Villain. And at the end of it all, I think he was just quite exhausted by it all. You know, he had in a previous life been a guy working in finance, like very different from his new punk rock career. And so he was like, okay, I'm done, I'm out, this is it for me. He said he was sort of officially retiring and going back, because it's kind of exhausting to have to go out there and, you know, air your grievances with the world night after night after night. But also, it's quite cathartic to do that. So, you know, as the world got evidently worse, he's decided to make a comeback. I'm very happy that he's back. He's got a brand new song called This Might Be It. It is furious, way more punk rock. I mean, his stuff has previously been quite almost like glitzy hip-hop with a tinge of punk on it. This one is way more kind of in-your-face punk rock. It's called This Might Be It. We're going to be listening to that. You can find him on you can't. I got the wrong artist. His name is Hyphen. You can find him on Instagram and all other such stuff. But we're going to start off by listening to Tau Tau Tenai with their brand new song, Bothy, meaning to drown, coming for you here on CFRC.
Paid â boddi'n dy ben yn dy hun Trod y eiriau mewn hun Does na neb, does na'r un Person yn cael beirniad i ti y gwir Does neb yn rhyd Ti'n rhedeg ffwrdd, nwbi ar stryd Ti'n symud ffwrdd, nwbi ar byd Ac os ti'n sylwi bod ti'n sownd A ti'n mynd round a round
mynd ac os ti'n torri ffwrdd ti'n sylwi bod ti dal i sôn syrhed a ffwrdd coes a ffordd gwalas ni'n ma' nhw'n cigio a bwys a mlaen byddo'n ddewr paid y gadw nhw gael i fewn ewyll i sydd syniad ddig pethau rhad a pethau ddig gyd rhywbeth y troi ti da tor allan tor allan os y rhywun ac yn teimlo ble mae ddim yn sopio sydd yma dy goffa joi di deimlo ti'n mynd teimlo fel fi byd a ti yn gorfod ar y llawn mae'n meddwl cael dy wins tra mae'r amser yn teimlo fel bod o'n dŵad yn gynt os y rhywun ac yn teimlo bod ti'n byth ar ben dy hun o'n pris i troi i rogi sbien mae'n meddwl bod fi'n byd fel bod na rhywun yn chwarae trick neu rhywun yn chwarae game ond ti'n cocsio bod ti'n ac yn llithio bob yn ar y drin paid ac i ddied y hun ffwr o pawb syniad bach tofon fawr paid barnu llyfr heb weld i glawd pa